Hello, everyone.
Hello,
Hi,
Donna.
Barbara. Hi, Donna.
Joanne.
Hey, Donna.
Hi. Well, hello. I guess it's on time. We're just about 8 o'clock, and Barbara's going to host tonight. Dee was going to, but she's
we've just been talking to her.
Oh, okay. She's got a cell phone, and she's limited there in her situation. So, Barbara, I'm going to let you go ahead and do it. So, go ahead.
Okay. Well, by my computer it says 7:59, but hey, I'm game.
Yeah, we might as well get started because this is going to be a long one.
Okay. My name is Barbara Gabbert. I'm a member of the Heart Share team with Donna Korth and many others, and we welcome you to our session tonight, Moving into Higher Consciousness with the Spirit of Aquarius and David Lewis. These are going to be replays of recorded messages that happened on February 15th, 2012. Our active team members from the HeartShare team, which is a team from the Heart Center, are Donna, Barbara, Dee, Dwyn, Marlene, Cindy, Jennifer, and Autumn. We present this class together, and we're available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with you, and encourage you. If any attending this class would like to help us, please contact us or tell us whenever you're able to do so. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. The Heart Center is composed of many people, like you, whose mission is to realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and to share the Ascended Master's love, wisdom, teachings throughout the earth. Our vision is to live in sustainable Golden Crystal Age communities in joy and harmony with Mother Nature, using the solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light, and we live and love as one.
Barbara, wait just
yes.
a moment. Mute. I'm going to mute everybody, and you'll have to hit star six.
Okay. Okay, I'm back on.
Okay, go ahead.
The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background. Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on Earth and now work with the angels and cosmic beings to assist us towards our ascension. There is no membership list. This is a movement, not a church or a club. I suggest you bring a pen and paper and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible so you can keep your hands free to take notes if you like to. We will keep the callers muted to eliminate the background noise. We have muted you now, and you can unmute yourself by pressing star 6 if you would like to share something at our sharing times or if you cannot hear the class. Please speak loudly and clearly. When you are through speaking, press star 6 again, and you will be muted again. During our class, we will stop and allow questions, answers, and a brief sharing of experiences. If you partake in this, please limit yourself to about 3 minutes so we can finish the class on time. Then we will have a prayer request time for those who can stay for 10 to 15 minutes longer. Well, now I would like to have an invocation at the beginning of our class. Dee, are you able to do that?
Barbara, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. In the name of Almighty God, we call to the Heavenly Host, we call to the Great Karmic Board, we call to the Spirit of Aquarius, O beloved Saint Germain, our beloved Portia, and all the hierarchs of heaven. We call to the beloved elementals, the angels, the angel devas, and we implore that you will come and be with us and assist us in our endeavors and bringing forth the light, wholeness, and healing to our planet, to all of our beloved heart friends and our beloved ones that are on this call. We are so grateful to have this opportunity to bask in this light and to be able to share and come together as one. Oh, Father, Mother, God, oh, beloved Alpha and Omega, Helios and Vesta, thank you for this opportunity to be one with you this night. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Now we do a breathing meditation called pranayama. That's a Sanskrit word, a Hindu word for this particular type of exercise. We do that at the beginning of each class to relax and to align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand. Close your eyes now and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then with your eyes closed, look up towards that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body like liquid sunlight. Mother Mary has said that the Holy Spirit is of female gender, thus we may say her. Now follow me as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Each statement can be to the count of four or eight. We usually do a count of eight. So we're going to breathe in with the first phrase, hold your breath with the second phrase, breathe out with the third phrase, and hold it out with the last phrase. And do this together now. Okay, breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe it out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Let's do this again. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold it. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Wonderful. You have two prayers printed on the back of your letter or in the email that you were sent before this class. Tonight, we will share together Archangel Michael's daily prayer. This prayer can be done anytime, but it is especially good to do it first thing as you arise in the morning. As we do this prayer together, lovingly visualize the angels of consecration surrounding and caressing you in spiral circles of blue-white fire light, cleansing and perfecting you physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. If you have a prayer book, the number is 10.017. So, if you'll get out your papers or your decree book, we'll do this together now. 10.017. O God, I am here this day to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me, love through me, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me, to serve all life unto their freedom in the light. Now we will honor the great central sun and the sun of our planet by saying together El Moria's Great Central Sun Meditation.
That's the other prayer that we have.
I like to say this one in the morning or in the evening when I'm doing my sun gazing, which is another wonderful one, part of the solar sciences that you can learn about. There's you can look on the Heart Center website, and I forget what drop down box is that under, Donna, that where you can learn about sun gazing.
It's under the media, the little word that says Media Center, and you'll see prayers and songs there, and it's number 20.023. You can just scroll right on down till you come to that number and click on it and see it. It may be recorded there too, but we're not going to do the recording. I'm going to just let you lead it.
Right. Okay. Wonderful. But when you think about the fact that all life on this planet is dependent on the sun. Without the sun, there would be no life on this planet. And everything that lives on this planet is dependent on that energy. We ourselves are photoreceptors for the light of the sun. And we think about that energy behind the sun from the great central sun. As well, the spiritual energy that powers our very lives, our inner life. And this is a wonderful mantra. I'm going to do it slowly the first time, and then I'm going to go a little bit faster. I'm going to do it three times, and you can follow along or just listen or whatever you prefer to do. El Moria's Great Central Sun Meditation. I am one, I am one, I am one with the sun. I am one with the great central sun. God is here in my heart. I am one with God's heart. Light expands through my heart. Love expands through my heart. Let my aura be thine. Let my aura now shine. Oh my God, I am thine. I am truly divine. We are one, we are one. We are one, we are one. We are one, we are one in the great central sun. I am one, I am one, I am one with the sun. I am one with the great central sun. God is here in my heart. I am one with God's heart. Light expand through my heart. Love expand through my heart. Let my aura be thine. Let my aura now shine. Oh my God, I am thine. I am truly divine. We are one, we are one, we are one, we are one. We are one, we are one in the great central sun. I am one, I am one, I am one with the sun. I am one with the great central sun. God is here in my heart. I am one with God's heart. Light expand through my heart. Love expand through my heart. Let my aura be thine. Let my aura now shine. Oh my God, I am thine. I am truly divine. We are one, 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 we are one in the great central sun. Wonderful. Thank you very much. That's, I really like that prayer, if you couldn't tell. let's see. Now, we're going to turn this over to Donna. And she's going to play a heart stream from the Spirit of Aquarius. And then some questions and answers, some Darshan commentary by David Christopher Lewis afterwards. So take it away, Donna.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay, I know that a lot of you are here. I have muted you, but if you would like to speak or have a question that's just burning in your heart, feel free to press *6 and ask away. What we're going to do first is hear from the Spirit of Aquarius, who came last month, And this is the first time he has ever come. We have never heard from him before. And he has come to help us in moving up higher and being ready for this crystal golden age, which is coming. There's going to be so much light that if we're not moving up in the light, we will not be able to bear it. So this is a very important thing in our spiritual growth at this time. So here we go. I'm turning it on now.
And I come in this hour to accelerate love within the devotees of light. And I ennoble within you, through your hearts, that point of perfection that is the threefold flame of your God reality, through which you may experience love, love, love.
I've asked Barbara to share with you what the threefold flame means to her and any experiences she's had with it, and to tell us what it is. Barbara, press *6. Well, I don't know what's happened to Barbara. I can't hear you, Barbara. But I will go ahead and share then. The threefold flame is that plume in the center of our heart. It's about a 1/16 of an inch high when we are born. And it is very important to know what each of the plumes of this flame do. And if you have a picture of the it's called the Divine Presence or Chart of the Presence, it has a picture of the disciple in a meditation pose with a threefold flame shining in his heart. There is the pink flame, the blue flame, and the yellow flame. And the pink represents the love flame. The blue represents the power flame or the leadership or the strength flame, and the yellow represents the wisdom flame. Can you all hear me okay? Would somebody hit *6 and tell me that you can hear me?
I hear you, Donna.
I can hear you. I can hear you, Donna.
All right. I just wasn't sure. All right. So what I would like to I'd like to say about this threefold flame is that we need to analyze it in the light of what our body is acquiring. For example, if you are lacking power and confidence. Excuse me? If you are lacking power and confidence required to make certain decisions, you can concentrate on the blue flame and call to a blue flame master, such as Archangel Michael or El Moria. If you wish to become wiser, you can concentrate on the yellow flame and call to Lord Lanto or Archangels Jophiel and Christine. If you want to increase in compassion and love, you can focus on the pink flame and call on the Master Paul the Venetian and Archangels Chamuel and Charity, the Archangels of Love. And they have all promised their help to anyone who sincerely wants it and calls on them. So I would hope that if you realize that you need to come up higher in any of those areas, love, wisdom, or power, which it really means many things. Power means confidence, leadership ability, the ability just to make decisions. So if any of those areas of your life are lacking, call on those particular masters. And if you have questions about them, feel free to call me or Barbara or any of us, any of the team members, and we will be glad to talk with you about it further. So now we will go on.
Dearest ones, what is Aquarius? It is an age of love. It is a time in which souls may journey the source of God love within center of being, and know the eternality of oneness. And in this experience, of unity with the Spirit of the One God, you may truly know Aquarian joy, Aquarian light, Aquarian harmony, and the nowness of presence within. Some look to a future time when the stars are aligned for the age of Aquarius to fully dawn upon Earth. Well, blessed ones, I am here now within you for you to know your Buddha nature, your Christic presence, and the mother flow as that water that she pours from her urn upon the sons and daughters of God, for them to experience life, light, and the buoyancy of Spirit. Would you be resonant with the one light of the Aquarian Masters, Saint Germain and Portia, the great divine director and his twin flame, and the Elohim of love, Eros and Amora, who come to sponsor those who would be love and action within this world? If so, then fly with me across the skies and discern a new way of living that is the way of Aquarius.
I just want to mention here that when Aquarius says, come and fly with me, I would imagine this is at night when we are asleep and our soul consciousness is escorted to that place where we need to go and experience what we want to experience and are ready to experience during those hours that we are resting. It's some people remember these experiences, and some people have kind of a deja vu sometime during the day or later on when they hear a certain master or hear a certain dictation or discourse. They suddenly feel like, yes, I was there. I experienced that. And others, whether they have these experiences or not, they're just as blessed. In fact, the Bible says, blessed are those that do not see and yet believe.
Yes. Angels and advocates on Venus come to Earth at the dawn and at the dusk to fly across the skies with angels of light, to touch the hearts of mankind, to know love of self, the higher self, love of God, love of one another, the fullness of that spirit of Aquarius. When you are there present at the dawn hour to receive the rays of Aquarian light from the sun's source of this system, from your godparents, there may be impregnated within you those cosmic essences of God joy that bring you to the fount of your true selfhood in the one light.
I want to mention here that when he says, with your godparents, he's not talking about your godparents, the ones that you have here on earth that are human. Some people have human godparents, I know that, or have had them at one time or another. He's talking about your father-mother presence that hovers above you and over you and around you, the source, your higher self, your I am presence, and there's other names, your solar presence, your oversoul. All these are names of this particular and unique Father, Mother, God that is right there with you wherever you go, unless you are so rebellious and so unbelieving that it does not stay close as close to you because it feels that you are really uninterested. But it's always aware of everything you do, no matter where you go and what you decide, it is aware and it is there for you. And I just want to mention that because it was such a exciting thing to me to realize not only that I have God Almighty, of whom I am a cell in his body, I feel like, not only do we have this Almighty God, which is in charge of creation, but we have our own Father, Mother, God with us every moment. And as Jesus says in the Bible, he sticks closer to us than a brother.
And when you witness the sun setting over the horizon, it is a time to reflect upon the mother as she brings awareness through the nighttime of your daily cycle, that which you may awaken to within your inner self as you rest and experience oneness and other octaves of light.
Since we're talking about the sun here, or have just been talking about the sunset and the sunrise, I'm going to let Barbara tell you about how she experiences her time in the sunrise and sunset. If you're available, Barbara, and you hit star six. I'm not sure what's happened to Barbara, but I think what I'll do is ask if anybody would like to share their particular sunrise or sunset experience, because a lot of us like to spend this time with the sun. It elevates your feeling. It relieves you of any depression. It gives you joy and confidence to face the day. It does many things. So would any of the team like to share this, or anybody else? If so, hit star six. Go ahead. I hear somebody trying.
Can you hear me? This is Dwayne.
Great, Dwayne.
Well, personally, I used to sun gaze regularly on a daily, every day. And we haven't had sun here in the mountains for quite a while, but we're doing it and taking a wonderful either walk or bike ride to this marvelous place just kind of underneath the mountain. And it would come a little later, so we had to limit it somewhat. But we actually ended up working up to about 35 minutes. But we started in very short increments, just 10 seconds a day, and multiplying that 10 seconds until we reached that point. And we find it just an absolute wonderful, wonderful experience where we're just in full meditation and love to the sun and the God essence of the sun. And it's physically and emotionally and mentally and all levels of our being spiritually, we feel this presence and this energy, and we just even breathe it in and feel it coming right through our crown and into our heart and filling our energy centers, our chakras, and feel very energized in this process. And then there are many exercises that can be added to this, and having that energy go right through our crown all the way into the ground and sending that light into the earth body, as well as receiving from the earth body actually and sending it back in gratitude to the sun. And I think that we have a lot of information on our website on sun gazing and how wonderful and energizing it is. And they say that in the first 15 minutes, it's, I believe it's the first 15 that works on the emotional body, and then this, when you work up to 30 minutes, it's working on the mental body, and ends up in the last part. And I could have this backwards, but I think it's the physical body that works on the last 15 minutes. And then you start working back down again until you get to 15 minutes, and you can maintain at that. But I do highly recommend it to everyone. Unless there's some particular issue that might be going on that you may have to have some counseling on that. But I think I'll stop at that point, this point.
That was great, Dwyn. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, there's a lot of information on our website. I think if you go to dictionary, you look up solar gazing on there. And there are other places, too, that I write offhand. Under teachings, I think, yes, there is a great area under teachings on our website. And that's on teachings is on the horizontal bar that goes across the top of the web page, the home page. It's a lavender or purple bar. I might just mention that if you don't quite make it at the time the sun is immediately poking its head over the mountains, you can still sun gaze within the first 30 minutes of that sun coming up. One fun thing that I like to do is to squint my eyes, and I can see two straws. They look just like bright, shiny straws coming directly from the sun into my body. And I like to suck the sun. I imagine myself sucking the rays from the sun through those straws and into my body. It's a very exciting thing to do when you do it regularly and you notice a tremendous healing that occurs in your body. We have one friend among our many heart friends who tells us how he overcame leukemia by doing regular sun gazing. His name is Wayne, and he loves to tell anybody about it. And he has, I think on our store, there is he has some CDs called Solutions that tell everything you'd want to know about sun gazing and how healing it is. I also, let's see, I wanted to call on Jennifer if she's there, but first we'll do a little bit more of this.
With your elder brothers and sisters, the ascended hosts, your sponsors, and many beloveds who work with your souls in this nighttime drama.
So Aquarius goes from talking about the rays from the sun into the rays that continue to work in our bodies during what he calls the nighttime drama. And the nighttime drama is a very interesting thing, and I'm hoping that Jennifer Ledbetter might be there. If you're there, Jennifer, click on *6 and share with us what it means to go through the nighttime drama and if you have had any experiences during the night. Jennifer was out of the state, and she was traveling in, I think, in Ohio. and she wasn't sure that she was going to make it. So I will just share a little bit about what the nighttime drama means. You can experience help through your dreams if you call for it before you go to sleep, or when you spend your devotional meditation time with your Father Mother presence each day, ask for direction to come to you in the night, especially right before you go to sleep, and to help you remember your dreams, or at least help you know God's will for you through the day as a result of your souls visiting during the night. Your souls are escorted to those places where they need to go, but you can ask or request to go to certain master's retreats or have certain learning experiences. I remember one time when I was taking algebra to get an advanced degree for my public health nursing. I was just so worried about taking this algebra test, and I went to sleep that night, and I was suddenly awakened at 2 o'clock in the morning and realized that I had been in a classroom with all these people learning algebra. And I had, when I went and took my test, I went back to sleep. When I took my test the next day, I aced it. And so you can do this. You can be studying before you go to sleep, and very often, even without asking, you're taken to a place where you can continue to study and learn. So now we will go back to the dictation.
O soul of light, rise into your Aquarian selfhood now as you receive a bestowal of grace from those who work with your soul to bring you to the highest point of beingness within, where you know love, where you express love, where love is present fully within your life each moment. And you know the certainty and a cosmic surety that you are love. Yes, I am the spirit of Aquarius. I radiate fire and fortuitous and expressive love to those who are ready for the shift into a new and higher consciousness, and who would be benefactors unto humanity of this grace that I bear for thee.
So how can we be benefactors unto humanity? It's interesting, the Master Omron told us recently, he said, we allow ourselves to let everything we do, we have heard of the command to let everything we do be done in love. We have been told to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds, and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So, how can we love our neighbors if we don't love ourselves? How do humans love themselves? We overindulge, we abuse our stomachs, we smoke and we abuse our lungs, we drink, we take drugs such as caffeine, alcohol, and we abuse our brains, we take in too much sugar and fat and abuse our hearts and our abilities. We forget that our physical body represents a whole population, millions of cells with well-defined functions. We are another little planet in ourselves. There are soldier cells, doctor cells, cabinet members, architects, chemists. Just as in society, the Master Omram says, Ourselves complain endlessly about how lazy, thoughtless, and uncaring we are by feeding them badly and leaving them without light, warmth, exercise, fresh air, and wholesome food, resulting in us being out of alignment and unable to emotionally love ourselves. So how much love can human beings have for others when they are so poor at loving themselves? I would like each of you right now to put your phone down and hug yourself. And then pick up the phone if you need to and say with me. You won't be able to hear other people, but you will hear yourself and you will hear me. You say with me and say your name. I love you, Donna, Barbara, Rebecca, Caroline. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I hope you're hugging yourself. I love you, Donna. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. You know, when I was a psychiatric nurse a few years ago, I spent time with many people in a mental hospital that didn't love themselves. Not just because they came from dysfunctional families, but also because their bodies were so out of balance. Last year, I met with a customer at our store who wanted to die, who hated himself, who was making life miserable for his family because of his disrespect for himself. After we straightened out his diet, he became a new person. He became loving, caring, and insightful. And in this little book I have called Electrons, one of the masters, the beloved Maha Chohan, says, if a woman could see the sparks of light going forth from her fingertips when she is cooking and the substance of light that goes into the food that she handles, she would be amazed to see how much of herself she charges into the meals that she prepares for her family and friends, especially when she does it in love, because of her love for herself and her love for them. It is one of the most important and least understood activities of life that the radiation and feeling that go into the preparation of food affect everyone who partakes of it. And this activity should be unhurried, peaceful, and happy. And if, he goes on and he says, it would be better that an individual did not eat at all than to eat food that has been prepared under a feeling of anger, resentment, depression, or any outward pressure, because the substance of the life stream performing the service flows into that food and is eaten and actually becomes part of the energy of the receiver. That is why the advanced spiritual teachers of the East never eat food prepared by anyone other than one of their own disciples. I might say that there are more ways than one of allowing the Spirit of God to enter the flesh of man. So can you imagine what you can do for your family by cooking for them in love? And have you gone to many a restaurant, maybe a very good restaurant even, and just not felt good when you came out? I think I've done that many times, especially the fast food restaurants. And some buffet restaurants where I feel like the people can just hardly wait to go home that are serving us. Okay, we will go on now.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to switch over to this fantastic discourse by David Lewis in which he tells us what's going on in our auras. So while I'm switching over, I would like you to meditate. It'll take me about half of a minute or so to bring this up. So meditate for a minute while I bring up David Lewis.
Thank you.
think I have him. Here we go. He's talking here on the dynamics of clearing and building the auric field through spiritual practices. Well, for some reason it took me out of there, but hold on a minute, we'll get back.
Right ahead.
Okay, here we go. Actually, Dwayne and Ronaldo were hosting this at the time that David shared this wonderful discourse.
Good morning, everyone. Today I'd like to talk a little bit about how we can increase the clarity and illumination and purity of our auric presence, and to enter into a deeper communion with our God presence, and to eliminate from our world certain habit patterns and things which do not accommodate our highest selfhood in God.
Just briefly, I want to tell you what the auric field is. The aura is an energy field that radiates out from the human body. Now, it's not quite the same as the etheric body. We have an etheric body, which is even outside of the aura and inside the aura, too. The aura is it is a conglomeration of feelings, thoughts, and actions of an individual, and these feelings, thoughts, and actions affect the colorations and the size of his or her aura. You can sometimes see this field around someone, especially if they are standing against a solid color background. It is good to be in a sort of daydreamy mode when you do this. I have often seen it behind speakers and pastors of churches. And the colors when the person is speaking are usually yellow and blue. Blue because he's in charge, and yellow because he's using certain wisdoms. I didn't know that at the time, but now I do. It's a very changeable thing, and it depends on the current status of the person. Some people, like David, can see very clearly the auras of people around different parts of their body, even knowing kind of what's going on in their mind. So we will go on here.
As the Master has shown me in the auras of various heart friends and individuals in the world, there are little anomalies that at times are problematic on our spiritual journey. And I hope to illuminate through this discourse some of these issues so that all of us can take stock and take heart in order to improve our ability to invoke light, retain light, and emanate light. One of the most important spiritual practices that we have is to center ourselves and to focus upon the Divine One, our great solar presence, the Divine I Am That I Am, light. When we do this, and our attention is firmly affixed on our source, there is a radiant stream that enters our auric field that naturally purifies everything within us because we are trued to God. So I consider that following the commandment to love the Lord with all of our heart, mind, body, soul, spirit is a very seminal act and conscious choice that we can all engage in to really allow ourselves to live in that light, to be light. Through heart-centeredness, which is entering into divine love, we also naturally engender a beautiful roseate field of energy around our chest cavity and our heart chakra, expanding out through compassion to bless ourselves and all those with whom we interact. So I consider that maintaining this state of listening grace through focus upon and within the heart, the threefold flame burning within the center of the secret chamber of our heart, and retaining our connection with our source through that individualized presence of God as that threefold flame is also one of the most important spiritual practices.
We'll stop for a minute and talk about what is heart-centeredness and how do you center yourself. If Marlene is on the phone, Marlene, press *6 and maybe you could share what heart-centeredness means to you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, this is really exciting for me. I try to start my day by going out in the morning and seeing the sunrise. And I am really blessed because when I'm going out there and I'm looking at the sun rising, I'm also feeling the love that is in my environment through nature. There's birds singing. The birds are singing all over the place. It's like I got an orchestra of birds. And even this morning I was listening and I actually heard the gobble of the wild turkeys in the woods. It was just really beautiful. And so I'm looking at the sunrise, and I'm visualizing the great central sun behind the sun and being one with its presence. But I also have other things of nature in my environment. Just recently, my amaryllis flowers started blooming, and now I have 4 flowers in full bloom to look at, which are very beautiful red. And I also have what I call a campfire. I call it the circle of fire. So there are many evenings when I'll put some logs in the campfire and just look at the flames. And I also have a tree in my yard. I asked the tree what his name was one day, and he said, "Ah." So it is my tree, Ah. My tree is the name of the tree. And I also connect with the squirrels that run through the yard. And then in the evening, I have these beautiful sunsets, and I just see the pink and the blue with the yellow sun, and I just visualize my threefold flame balanced and very strong plumes, and I reconnect with the great central sun again behind the sun. So I feel the heart-centeredness pretty much most of the time during the day because of the blessings that I have with the visualizations I have in my environment. Thank you.
Thank you, Marlene. That's great. I just want to mention that Marlene has I just got to visit her house for the first time this last weekend, and several of us went there and watched the Miami conference together and enjoyed staying in her home, and it is a lovely place out in the country. And Marlene takes in, she has a number of children that are foster children that are living with her now, and they are so fortunate to have somebody who knows how to center their heart, loving them and caring for them at this time. So now we will go on.
After this, I believe that stilling the mind is absolutely essential. And as I've seen it in the auric fields of life streams, when people are not capable of fully stilling the mind through meditation and silence, there is a fuzziness in their auric field, especially around the head area, when they tend to revolve things and rehearse the past and go back into the memories of former times and years. This fuzziness becomes like static that you see on TV or that you hear through the radio. And in one sense, a certain irrationality of the carnal mind enters in because one is not focused upon and living within the higher mind of God. To still the mind requires a daily practice of meditation and simply being quiet and still. When one does this on a long-term basis, there is a greater clarity in the auric field around the head area and throughout the entire aura. If people have not learned to be still, this static affects the entire aura, and there is a type of agitation that manifests and extends into the emotional body, and especially through our speech and the patterns that we offer through our speech as the words that we speak.
So let's look at some keys to stilling our mind. Autumn, if you're there, hit star 6 and share with us some things that help you to still your mind and focus. Autumn? Would anybody like to share on ways to still your mind and focus? Things that you do that are helpful for you. Just hit star 6.
I'm on.
Great. Go ahead.
Me? This is Catherine in Arizona. And what quickly comes to mind for me is yogic breathing. I could describe one of those very quickly right now. But another one that's very helpful to me is from the emotional freedom technique. I never memorized all those different patterns, but when I find myself with my mind or emotions running, I put my hand on my heart, and then you lightly tap around in a clockwise circle, very, very lightly, and it might take a half a minute. And just the energy just draws back into the heart, lightly tapping around in a circle. And do it until you feel centered down again, because it brings all attention. And the more I feel centered there, the lighter and lighter I touch. And it just dissolves the distractions. That's been an amazing help for me if I'm out and about, or like I said, if my mind starts all that chatter. It's a very quick way to get centered. And pranic breathing, one of the easiest ones, do you want me to describe it?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. one of the easiest ones for quieting the mind, there are actually two. One of them is the Dwell Cool Breath, which I believe was covered before, maybe not on your call here, but the Dwell Cool Breath is the one where you breathe in for the count of 8, if you can, or build up to 8, or up to 12 or 16. Small breaths, like you're breathing in a little puff, a cloud of light and breath. It's like, but you do it through your nose. So you do 4 to 8 counts, whatever your breath capacity is, and strive to build that. I'm doing it through my mouth so you can hear me. And then hold it for 8, or however long that breath was. If it was 6 counts, then hold it for 6 counts. The in-breath brings the body, the breath into the body. Holding it clears the mind. Exhale for the same amount of counts, and then hold empty. Holding empty releases the physical body. The exhale releases the emotional body. So if you visualize, I like to visualize a circle where I'm building these poofs of air, and then hold it, 6, 7, 8, clear the mental body and blow it out with the emotions. Hold empty. And sometimes it's like, oh, I can't breathe. And then you hit that 8, and then... And do that, actually, when you're beginning with this type of breath, it's very powerful. Only do 4 to 6 rounds, because it's very powerful and very deep in releasing. But just picture you're breathing in, and then clear the mind, and then exhale, clear the mind and the emotions, and then hold empty, clear the physical. Breathe in is the spirit. Just poofs of cloud light. Bring it up into the mind. Exhale the emotions. Hold it empty, the physical. It's very grounding, but it's also very clearing.
That is excellent. Thank you, Catherine.
Yes, you're welcome.
I experimented that with that a little bit one time, and I did it too much and found myself very dizzy.
Yes. Yes, it clears toxins. It clears energy. Mm-hmm. Excuse me for cutting you off.
Go ahead. Yes. That is a wonderful thing. That was a very good description. Yes, I call it dwell cool breathing also.
Right. Well, when I taught yoga, I called it breath clouds, because I would describe little poofs of cotton or clouds of energy that we're inhaling. Just picture them like little poofs of cotton, and so that my class could have some kind of a visual. They don't know who Dwell Cool is. But sometimes I did say his name just to let them make that connection.
Right, yes.
It's a very powerful breath. There are other ones, but I won't take the time right now. I know you have a lot to cover. Sayonara.
That's very helpful. Thank you, Catherine.
All right. Bye-bye. Remember the tapping on the heart.
Tapping on the heart is also good. I call it emotional freedom technique also.
Yes,
and
it is.
Yes, and there's different ways to do that, which we've touched on in the past.
Yes.
Okay.
This one's just real simple. It's not going through all the different lines. Just go
right
to the heart and tap in a circle.
Yeah, that's very simple. Very basic. Thank you.
It is. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When people have trouble enunciating, pronouncing things, or speaking in clear, structured sentences, they can focus on stilling the mind and stilling the emotions in order to be able to conceptualize clearly in advance of their speaking, so that the words that flow through them
right
are embellished with the grace of the Holy Spirit. And it's important that many of us who are now sharing in discourses on Mondays and Thursdays understand this process in order to be able to convey by that grace of God what is essential within the method of heart-centeredness, presence, and peace. The practice of forgiveness through the use of the violet light, Ho'oponopono, and especially the Kuan Yin Rosary, and its beautiful offerings of mercy allow the aura to be cleared of past propensities and burdens, because forgiveness cleans and washes us free of these past entanglements. And those who have not forgiven retain within the aura certain knots and entanglements that are problematic for their long-term victory. If there are issues where you have any form of hatred, mild dislike, or lack of compassion toward any life stream, this is a blot and a stain within your emotional body, and there is a type of anomaly that manifests that is there until it is released and consumed by your forgiveness of others and yourself. Now, when people...
So, how do we forgive ourselves, and what happens to us when we fail to forgive ourselves or others? I think Duane is going to answer that question. Duane, are you there?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, I was relating this to my apparent lack of forgiveness for myself, and I observed when in a state of non-forgiveness for myself, I go into unreality and imbalanced, and it halts creativity and just dulls my mind. I recently heard a statement I just assumed was directed to me, and I built a case against myself and felt separate from my I Am presence. And although I learned the incident did not pertain to me, that really doesn't make any difference, the fact that I went into a state of non-forgiveness of self. I went through pain, and I realized this experience that I either drew to myself or it doesn't matter how it got there, but it was within me. And so I just felt like I had to come into some awareness of how I could get into a greater self-mastery in this whole pattern. So I use Ho'oponopono on a regular basis, and it is wonderful, and it works. And yet I felt like I needed, I required an extra approach to shift my consciousness. And I just asked my presence to show me a higher way and the angels to show me a higher way to help me transmute this sense of being stuck in non-self-forgiveness. And what came to me was simply being creative in singing beautiful affirmations for every part of life, getting out of my lesser consciousness and putting the focus on sending love and beauty. And this broke the pattern. And then I continued with the wonderful Ho'oponopono prayer, which for its grace and love and forgiveness and gratitude that it brings. So, and last night, we actually had a Mary University class through the Heart Center with Claire Brown and David Lewis on the 144 virtues. And we were sharing teachings on self-mastery and its virtues. And David spoke of the human ego as the dweller criticizing the true inner core, and that the key is to let go and embrace the true self, and the voices will have no more ground because they do not get any energy from the ego, and the harsh voices just disappear, and being detached of what the dweller thinks. Then we are infused with light of the solar awareness and open to inspiration in a continuous stream. So that I felt that was really timely, that that teaching would, you know, just kind of support and reaffirm what I was feeling, experiencing. I think that's it.
That's excellent. That's great. Yeah.
Thank you.
I was thinking about this and trying to think back on all the times that I have failed to either forgive myself or forgive somebody else. And I remembered when I was, the first very strong remembrance I had of this was when I was in about the fifth or sixth grade, and I had a best friend. And we both had a crush on the same little boy. His name was Timmy. And on Valentine's Day, I was sick. I was homesick with tonsillitis. And my friend brought home all the Valentines that we all had all gotten in our class. And I did not get a Valentine from Timmy. But I noticed that she had two Valentines, and she insisted she'd gotten two Valentines from Timmy. And I just knew in my heart that she had taken my Valentine, because there was a little competition there. And I had a hard time with that. I had no way of proving to her that she had, you know, there was no way unless she admitted that she had this other Valentine. And so for a long time, I built up this bitterness in my heart toward my best friend. We still were friends, and I didn't say anything about it, but I did not trust her or like her or forgive her. And that caused a big tear in our relationship. Years later, when I thought about it, I forgave her, and I forgave myself for doing that. And I regained contact with her during a trip to California when we were both married and had children. I managed to maintain a renewed and loving relationship with her until she died of cancer a few years ago. And I was so glad I was able to see her, and we were able to talk about that and laugh about it at that time. So, yes, something as little as that that you remember, be sure that you have cleared that out of your body, your life, your mind, your aura, by forgiving yourself and anybody else involved.
People are not self-forgiving. It's like a certain band of, it's like a perversion of the quality of love. It's like a kind of a brown mauve energy that is retained in the emotional body and around and below the heart. When forgiveness is present, and when joy through forgiveness manifests through one's being, the auric field around the heart is very clear, radiant, and beautiful, and you see the issuing forth of these very essences that flowers naturally exude when they open to the sun. So the heart that is free through forgiveness and compassion, kindness and mercy, is radiant and effulgent and alive. The heart that is non-forgiving becomes encrusted both physically, astrally, and in other dimensions by these patterns that constrict it and stop the flow of light and physically of the blood, and it's very problematic to have issues with others that are retained because of non-forgiveness. So I believe that Jesus' command to forgive 70 times 7 and to love our enemies, and Buddha's practice of completely entering into this state of non-duality, of seeing every life stream as already perfect, is essential for the greatest component of clearing the heart and the aura of these problematic vibrations. Now, as I've seen it in the electronic belt and the auric fields of individuals, when the diet is impure through an excess intake of sugar, refined sugar, heavy meats, processed foods, including refined flours, oils, etc., there is the building within the lower area of the body temple, very dark energies as astral mucus. And these emotional attachments and problems that at times crop up in people's lives can really be cleared at least 25% through a pure diet. So if you have a tendency to splurge purge on sweet and sugary things, or over-consume red meat and other very refined foods that retain no life essences, then you can qualify within your auric field for a greater light energy to be resonating within you, and gradually, as you purify your diet, you will see the ability to retain divine thought concepts, ideations from the divine world, and higher mindfulness. Sugar directly impacts the brain and its ability to cognize divine things. So, for all of us, consider being adamant with yourself to discipline your diet, especially as regards to the sweet things in life, because unfortunately these have a direct impact on the aura. It makes the aura more yin and not stable and able to retain light and emanate greater light.
So let's talk for just a minute about how sugar affects the aura and the body. And if Barbara has been able to get back on, I'm going to let her say something. Otherwise, anybody may contribute to this that may have had some experiences with sugar and what it does to you. Barbara, are you there? I think she's making a sound, but I can't hear her. So I'm going to mention something first, and then I would like anybody to share. When I was a public health nurse some years ago, a lady brought into my office a little girl who was 4 years old who was practically climbing the walls. She was climbing up on anybody and everybody that was in the office, including my desk, under the desk, behind the door, swinging on the door. She could not be still. And her mother said she just did not know what to do with this child, that she had done things like put the cat down the toilet, and that she was always destroying things, and she was just overly excitable and active. She couldn't sleep at night. She was just a little ball of uncontrolled energy. So I challenged the mother to take the little girl off of the loop-de-loops and fruit loops and all the different kinds of sugared cereal that she was taking, the chocolate milk, the donuts, and all of the different things that she was giving this little girl, because the little girl demanded it and would not cooperate even at the least bit without having these sweet things. And it didn't help her cooperation level at all. So I challenged the mother to take all these things out of the house, get rid of them for 1 week, and then come back and see me. When she came back a week later, that child was completely different, a completely different person. She was now taking her naps, sleeping at night, giving her mother some peace, and able to listen and concentrate on what was being said to her. It was the most dramatic change I had ever seen. And in adults, I have seen almost the same thing, except adults will take tranquilizers and other things, not realizing that sugar is a major problem for them. It's a major problem in learning how to meditate. If you have a lot of sugar or caffeine in your system, it's not going to work. So David is right on that. So let's go on here a little bit. He has some more to say about the diet.
The diet of the adept through a vegetarian diet, grains, nuts, seeds, and live foods, sprouts, dried fruit, and live fruit off trees if possible. Plenty of vegetables, especially green leafy vegetables, root vegetables, is essential for maintaining stability. And the root vegetables ground us in a way that is absolutely awesome, I believe, because they create a foundation of balance within us. So, for are many people who live in northern climates, especially in the wintertime, root vegetables are very soothing to the auric field, the being when ingested properly.
I want to just mention here, the best way to go shopping, if you have to shop in a grocery store, is around the outside edges. Make a circle around the outside of the store as much as you can. Avoid the stuff on the inside that is so processed. I have not been able to find ketchup without sugar in it, peanut butter without sugar in it, applesauce without sugar in it. Everything has sugar added to it. And then people wonder why one out of every three adults, acquires diabetes 2 or adult diabetes. Every other person that seems like over the age of 50 that comes into my store, my health food store, is fighting adult diabetes. They have worn out their pancreas, the little isles of Langerhans that sit on your pancreas that produce insulin. They're no longer producing. They are exhausted. And so we work with them. If they have just acquired it or just been diagnosed, they can often not have to take the drugs or the prescriptions. If they get on chromium picolinate or a form of certain forms of chromium or other things that help, like banaba and a cinnamon, and there are a number of herbs and things now that help that. We have a number of formulas in our store. If any of you are dealing with adult diabetes, give me a call. I can probably give you some help. This is as far as we're going to go tonight because it's 9:21 and we want to finish on time. We take the last 10 or 15 minutes for those people who can stay and give us prayer requests to do some prayer work. And I would like to ask Marlene, if you're still there. If you're still there, Marlene, I'd like you to close in prayer for us before we or just seal this service before we go into our personal prayer time afterward. So it's star 6 if you're there, Marlene. And if you're not, let's see. Dwayne, are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I missed it. I just had to get up for a moment.
That's okay.
What was your question?
I would just like you to seal the service for
us
before our prayer time.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, I will. Just a second. In the name of the I Am That I Am and my Holy Christ Buddha Self, we call to our beloved Father, Mother, God, our sponsoring angels and masters, beloved Spirit of Aquarius, we are grateful for this opportunity to receive and grow in the light of understanding and grace. Open our hearts, continue to open up our hearts and minds to receive what our souls require. For the highest understanding on our path. We are grateful for our heart friends joining us in this time together. Bless each one in the light that prevails, always prevails, that we may be your instruments of love and illumination to those we meet in life. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to mute everybody again because I think somebody is making a lot of noise in the background here, so we'll do this again. Okay, what we're going to do now is take a few minutes, and I will take prayer requests, and we will be praying for whatever request that comes in throughout the month, and you would not believe the wonderful things that happened. I know that Lee Lippert, one of the people that often comes to our class, her husband is out of the hospital now. Her brother Ralph is doing much better from his diabetes and his surgery. And I don't know if Caroline Clearwater is with us, but we have been praying for you, Caroline.
and all that you've been going through, and with losing your sister. And there's many others that we pray for, Rebecca, and so forth. So it's a blessing if you are here and you would like a prayer request submitted, and would anybody that would like to also pray with us, please join in. Just hit *6 and share your prayer request.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi, Donna. It's Shola.
Shola.
Hi. My sister is at work, so she couldn't join us tonight. But I just wanted to, we both wanted to thank you for the letters and for all your love and your support through this, our, you know, this hard time. And the letters were really helpful. It made us feel really good reading them.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, yeah, so thank you so much. And just to pray for everybody on the line and, you know, and for everything going on in this and throughout the world. And
yes,
especially pray for the parents of that, the boy that got shot in Florida, too. That they're trying to, you know, Trevon Martin. Yeah.
Okay.
That's figure out what's going on, and, you know, the parents must be going through hell.
Oh, yeah. I put him down and put everybody involved down. And another thing, too, that you reminded me when you said things going on in the world, we need to be our Supreme Court justices that are voting.
Yeah.
Vote according to the will of God, that they will get that.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, El Moria even came to us one morning here recently and said this is very important right now. He said,
yeah,
the major problem is all of the things that are interjected in this law that could affect people for the rest of their lives in a very negative way.
Right.
So pray for that whole law to be redone and or removed or whatever the will of God is in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll put that down too. Thank you so much, Shola. Yes, I just want anybody there to know that Shola's dear mother, Minerva, who is a dear friend of all of ours and came to our classes, has transcended. She's gone to heaven. And if you weren't here last month, they shared how I think it was Lola that saw her in the doorway after she had given up her soul to be with God. And that was very special time. So
and we feel her around us all the time, so you know, certain things happen, you know, we know she's doing it. So yeah,
I'm sure. Is your father doing all right?
Yeah, he's doing good.
Okay, good.
Yeah, thanks so much, Donna.
You're welcome. Thanks, Shola. Anybody else have a prayer request tonight?
Yes, this is Carlene in Sioux City.
Hi, Carlene.
I asked last month, and I ask again for prayers for my son, Alan, who's trying to overcome 20 years of alcoholism.
Oh, yes, and I have been praying for him, too.
Thank you.
Yes. We will definitely pray for Alan.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good. Any more prayer requests tonight?
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
This is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
I did get on. Thank you for your letters and for your encouragement all the time.
Oh, I'm so glad you got on. Good.
Yeah, and my prayer request is for my son, who is a single father with two little boys, and experiencing some real challenges right now. So,
how old are the little boys?
The little boys are 4 and 6.
Oh, yes, that is a challenge.
Yeah, and he's trying to get them in special schools and just having some real challenges right now. Financially, hard to work and care for the boys and, you know, the whole gamut of challenges.
Oh, yes.
So I try to keep him surrounded in prayer and light.
What is his first name?
His name is Gid, G-I-D.
Oh, just like your husband was.
Uh-huh. He's junior.
Gid Jr. Okay.
Uh-huh. And the little boys are Marcus and Anthony.
And Anthony.
Mhm. And my son is, this is a whole second family for him, and it turns out that he gets to do it all by himself.
Oh, wow.
He's got a daughter who's 27 and a son who's 33.
Ah.
And now he's got these two little ones. So anyway, we don't know why that happened, but we know that it's a blessing.
Yes.
And he accepts it as such and is doing a very fine job with the boys. They simply adore him. And he just gets a big kick out of them, too.
Good.
But he has these challenges, you know,
yes.
that we all have as parents.
We will pray for his work situation, for his time with the boys, and for the help that he needs in all areas of schooling and everything else.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And thanks again. I tried to get Barbara's attention earlier, but I guess there was too much drawing on her, so I never did get her attention.
There's
I wanted
a lot
to say hello to her, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, did she ever come back?
She never did come back on the line. I don't know whether there's something wrong with her phone or whether.
Oh. You know, my phone disconnected twice.
Is that right?
Just automatically. It just went away, and I thought, what happened? And then I saw it said missed call. I called back and gave the access code again and was able to get back on.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened in her case. I guess we'll be hearing about it later.
Yeah. I wanted to I want to find out more about the trip to Peru.
Oh, yes.
Jackie Police emailed me about it, and I went online and saw, you know, what information is online at the Heart Center.
There is a telephone number on the bottom of the email or letter that you got, and if you call that number, they can tell you all about it and anything you need to know.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, thank you so much. God bless you, and I love you.
I love you, too, and I'm so glad you're on tonight.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other prayer requests we can take tonight?
Hi, Donna, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. Go ahead. Okay. This is Barbara from Colorado Springs.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think what happened to Barb is her phone, because I had a conversation with her not long ago, and her phone went out.
That must be having. I'm
and
glad
it had something to do with her battery.
Yeah, I'm glad she got through the first part. So good.
Right.
I think
that's what happened to her. Anyway,
have you moved?
I have moved. I've been here about 2 weeks.
Huh?
And now I wanted to. I finally got my computer back up and. So I wanted to ask for prayers for more work. I have my own business, and I'm not quite where I need to be. So,
what work do you do, Barbara?
As far as clients and salary. So,
what kind of work do you do?
I'm in senior care.
Okay.
Senior care, and. I have various clients in different hours with different people. And
okay, I've got that down. We'll pray for that to increase and for you to have good results with all of your clients.
Thank you. That'd be great.
Okay, any other prayer requests?
Donna?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Sana?
Yeah.
How are you?
I can hear you.
We more than grateful and thankful for your goodness and for all the goodness of you, and God bless you for everything you do to help us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
How can we pray for you, Anna?
The same thing like the lady previously said. You know, I just finally got back to work after 4 years being out of work. And I just starting back, you know, with the senior care, and I just hope for more cases to come into my into my, you know, work line so I can, you know, start working and getting some kind of steady income, please.
Good. I will pray that for you, too. We got two people with those prayer requests.
Yes. It's great.
Yeah,
thank
very
you.
Good. Thanks, Anna. I'm so
thank
glad you got
are.
Back to work, and I just pray that you'll have very joyful time in it this time.
Thank you.
Donna,
thank you.
This
yes.
is Barbara again. I'm sorry I had to bail on you there for a while. I had a family emergency phone call. I had to deal with some stuff.
That's okay.
So.
That's okay. I'm just, hey, and your phone is working.
Yes. I have a prayer request now for Mickey Self. That's a woman. She's Sam's girlfriend's mother. She's in the hospital. She's got a bone joint infection.
Oh, my word.
In her left elbow. Yeah, very ugly stuff. And the doctors are telling her that they expect she's going to, quote, have to be on antibiotics for the rest of her life, which
oh, my word, yeah.
really terrible to me. So anyway.
Bone infections are the worst because the circulation is so bad in that area.
And a man, his girlfriend is freaking out because she thinks her mother is going to die. And, you know, and just, anyway.
Oh, no.
A lot of drama and trauma. So.
Okay. All right, got it down here. Anybody else with a prayer request before we start?
Yeah, this is Marcia. I'm asking for a prayer request for Isaac Cote, my grandson, who's about 9 years old.
Okay.
And Chris Cote, my son, the father of Isaac, and the relatives of Isaac, the grandmother, the great-grandmother, who's 5 years younger than me, of Isaac, my grandson, and for help with my son's work, his direction, what he needs to be doing. He has plenty of work in auto shop, but he wants to go on to something else. And I'm requesting prayer work for my health. I'm in assisted living yet, and I want to escape it to a, hopefully by spring, to my more rightful place. My back is healing after the fall, but everyone here is ill with colds or pneumonia. And also for the prayer for Tom, I don't know his last name, who passed, that lived here, but he was a veteran, and we didn't expect it, but it happened. He was a very good man.
All right.
He passed on. So thank you.
We'll pray for Tom's soul just to be at peace and to see the light, to go to the light with the angels.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh. I want to thank you for your message, Donna. And this is Joyce.
Huh?
And I just want to say how grateful I am to have you people pray for everybody, and I'm so grateful that I have this home that I live in, and my daughter, you know, takes care of me, and I have all that I need. Even though I'm alone and lonesome, I would love a dog, but I probably couldn't take care of him right now. But I have congestive heart failure, and I'm legally blind. I have only one eye, and I've got the Epstein-Barr virus, and I've got arthritis, and I've got one other thing, and I feel very good. So with all that, the Lord has just blessed me, and I just am grateful for everything. And
wonderful.
I'm happy. It's work to love yourself.
Yes.
Very, very difficult for me to love myself. But when I hear all that all of you are going through, I'm just grateful I have everything.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Okay, good. Thank you, Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other prayer requests at this time? Okay, then. We will go ahead and pray, and if you think of something later, tell us. And please know, any of you that know how to get onto the computer, if you have access to a computer, you can go to that place called Contact Us on the horizontal purple bar on top. It's at your far right, and you can click on that, and one of the things that will come up is prayer requests, and you can click on that and put in a prayer request. So,
What is that again, Donna?
That's on the Heart Center website on www.heartcenter.org.
What we can do for anybody who would like is we can put the request on there for you if you don't have a computer or access to it. And we will probably do that on some of you here, if that's okay. We don't put your whole name on there unless you want it. And there are lots and lots more people that will be praying for you when we do that. So.
Well, you can put my name on it. And I probably should have been gone, and I don't know exactly why I'm still alive, but I'm grateful.
I think you're still alive for a lot of reasons. You are a testimony to those of us who are listening to you right now in your joy and acceptance of what you are going through. Thank God.
God must need you here for something.
I know. I'm wondering, and I have no pain. Of course, I eat extremely careful, and I do, some yoga and all that. But I'm just truly grateful for everything.
Wonderful.
84.
Yeah.
I'm 84.
Wonderful. Thank you, Joyce. You're a testimony to me. Okay, I'm going to ask there's Barbara and me here. I don't know if Dwyn or anyone else is present, but if anybody else on our team is present, Marlene or Autumn or Jennifer, please make yourself known so that you can take a couple of these prayer requests. Otherwise, Barbara and I will split them up.
Well, and I don't have all of them written down because I didn't.
I'll give them to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm here. This is Dwyn.
Here's Dwyn. Hi, Dwyn.
Hi.
Good. Okay, we'll each take three things then. Barbara, I'll give you Shola. Shola requested prayers for this boy who was shot and for all of the people involved in that shooting that has been, for some reason, broadcast widely on the media, and also for the Supreme Court that came to my mind as Shola was talking, and for the family that as they recuperate or come back with the getting over the grief of losing their mother, Minerva, recently.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first one, first and second. The third request is for Carlene Tagstrom, for her son, Alan, and the alcoholism he has been dealing with for many, many years, for him to get victory over this, and to be at peace and have joy and begin to grow spiritually, and also for Carlene's health and well-being. So that's for you, Barbara. And for Dwyn, if you would take Joanne, her son is Gid. His name is Gid, spelled G-I-D.
Yes.
He's a single dad.
Yes, I have it all.
You got it all. Okay, good. And then if you would pray for Barbara Schwartz in Colorado Springs. She just moved, and for her to get more work.
Yes.
And for Anna, who is also in the same situation. She needs more senior care clients.
Yes.
Let's see, those three, Joanne, Barbara, and Anna. And then I'll take the last three. Okay, Barbara, you start.
In the name I am that I am, I call the beloved Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael and all the healing angels, the beloved Savartis and your twin flame, the beloved Lady Master Meta and all of the healing angels to surround the soul of Shola and her family as they adjust to the passing of their dear mother, Minerva. Help them be patient and loving with one another and to remember all the wonderful times that they had together with their mother and what a joy and a pleasure it was to be a part of her life. We pray for the mitigation of this entire situation with this young man who was shot recently, that's been in the news, and that has been escalated into such a circus in the media. We pray for his family and for all those that knew him and loved him to deal with their grief and their emotion in a positive way. We pray that you overshine all the justices of the Supreme Court as they're dealing with the complicated and thorny issues that they have to deal with. We also pray for the health and well-being of Carlene Tagstrom. This great soul, bless her and comfort her, help her feel at peace and secure in the center of the light. And we pray for her son, Alan. We call the beloved Maria Estrella to lock your cosmic circle and sort of blue flame in through and around him, to cut him free from all alcohol and nicotine entities, to give him peace, to give him courage, to give him endurance, to stand, face, and conquer this difficult situation in his life. And to overcome this karma, we call to beloved Kuan Yin to dissolve and transmute the cause and core of this addiction and to let this soul step forward into the fullness of all that you desire him to be. And for all those in similar circumstances, we so pray, dear Lord, and we know that you hear us and we are grateful. Amen.
In the name of the I Am That I Am and our Holy Christ Buddha selves, we call for the overshining of both Joanne, her son, who is single, and the father of two precious souls, Marcus 4 and Anthony 6. And we call, dear beloved Mother Mary, Jesus, and Saint Germain, for the Holy Family, your presence to be over this family. We ask for the angels to support and help direct Gid in his courageous and wonderful opportunity here with these children. And we ask that the angels also assist in finding that perfect school and that all the doors be opened for these children to enter and receive all the love and the wisdom and the protection and the will of God in their lives as they are being given the opportunity to grow and live in the light and joy of the angels. We call to you beloved Archangel Michael. We call to all the masters who can assist Barbara Schwartz. Barbara Schwartz in Colorado Springs, that she continues to feel comfortably settled in her new experience, her new home, and that she is absolutely, her computer works perfectly well for her, and that she receive all the souls drawn to her for the best opportunity to serve and love and support those souls who she are destined to work with her and have just beautiful results with all of her clients. And we call for beloved Archangel Michael and for all the angels of coordination to assist Anna in her working situation, that she too may draw to her that perfect employment, that perfect work that will bring the support and the love and the care to all those souls who have a tie with her, and that she have steady income that brings forth the abundance and to fulfill all of her soul's and heart's desires and God desires and requirements. And we are grateful as we see the perfect outcome for all of these souls. Amen.
We pray right now in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, and the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit for all of these that have been named. And we pray for Vicky's self, the mother of Sam's girlfriend. And we pray regarding her left elbow infection, the fact that she's been told that she has to be on antibiotics for the rest of her life. We pray that this will not have to be, that she will do some research and maybe find that source of help medically that will show her how to work with this situation. We pray for her perfect healing, and we also ask that she will learn the lessons that she needs to learn at this time, and that her daughter also will learn the lessons that she needs to learn in dealing with this situation that affects this family. May they be able to eventually rejoice. We pray for Marcia's grandson, Isaac Cote, who's 9 years old, and we pray for him to be blessed, protected, directed in all ways. We pray for her son, Chris, for him to find the job that he wants that will satisfy his soul needs, and for him to not have to continue in the auto shop if that's not meant to be. We pray for the people that she knows that have colds and pneumonia who are ill, and we pray for the soul of Tom, who recently passed on, for him to be taken in the light up to that level of heaven where he needs to go at this time, and may he be in a happy and rejoicing state. We thank you for Joyce tonight, Joyce Saxon. We are thankful for the testimony she is to us of gratefulness, despite the challenges she has with her eyes and her health. And we pray that she will continue to let this joy go forth and use her hands and her heart in emanating love and light to the beings all over this planet that you have for her to send it to, thinking in my heart right now that this is why she's here, because she has this light and this love. And we only have this light and this love when we are in joy and rejoicing and thanking God for whatever our circumstances. So we do thank you for Joyce, and we do pray for her continued help and freedom from pain. Thank you for everyone who is on the class tonight. May we all grow and benefit from the things that we have learned. In the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, everybody. Saying good night.
Thank you.
God bless. Good night. Good night.
God bless. Good night.
Thank you
good night.
For everyone who is on
thank
the class.
You.
Yes,
night.
Thank you, everybody. Our next
right.
class will
we
be
you,
on.
Donna. We love you, Barbara. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wayne.
God
April
you.
26th?
27th. Oh, no, 26th.
April
26th. The last
will be the next class.
April.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Good night. Wonderful. Night. God bless you all.
Yes, God bless
God
you
bless
all.
You. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hi.
I like it too. This is a product of Y. This is a much more expensive product. You will not see a lot of savings.